Good morning, everyone. It's Sam here, and welcome to today's edition of The Brief. Here are the top stories on EliteAgent.com for Tuesday, the 21st of February, 2023. Property valuation firm Heron Todd White has released predictions for the Australian property market for this year. In it, they say the Australian property market is currently in a state of flux due to high inflation and rapid rate rises, something I think we've all felt. The report provides a detailed outlook for each market and predicts whether prices are likely to rise or fall in each region. They also suggest that in the short term, the market may experience increased volatility, but in the long term, it is likely to recover, which is good news. The lack of affordable rentals continues to be a contentious issue in the property industry, with housing prices and rental fees still surging to an all-time high in Australia. Ray White chief economist Nerod Aconisby suggests that one solution to the problem could be getting other groups to step into providing more rental housing in the long term. In addition, she says incentivising landlords to rent their properties would be the fastest solution to generate more rentals. As we mentioned yesterday, and will be likely to be mentioning a lot in the coming months, AI tools are also on the rise in the real estate industry, with their applications ranging from everything from interior design to architecture, listing copy, mortgage broking and valuations, and we have more on that on the website today. Also making news, McGrath's half-year results have been released, reporting increased revenues with the strong market from last year and the year before. They reported a profit after tax of $6.3 million, up $3.3 million in the same period as the year before. CEO John McGrath says the outlook is positive, with first-time buyers likely to contribute to continued growth. Finally, for today, there's still time to join our Thursday masterclass with Coach Claudio Encina, where we will be covering the secrets to successful communication, including how to respond when a prospective buyer or seller gives you a non-committal response or tries to put you off. You'll learn how to build rapport using proven language patterns, repetition, things like reframing and emotional appeals in different scenarios, as well as some cost of inaction questions that resonate with buyers and sellers in today's marketplace. Find the registration link in the show notes of this post. To end on an uplifting note, our quote of the day is, "Leaders aren't born, they are made. And they are made like anything else through hard work." For some great tips on leadership, check out the Leadership Diaries with Andrew Koronis, which we published on the Elevate podcast this weekend. More on that at eliteagent.com/elevate. Thank you for listening in to today's podcast. Stay tuned for more of The Daily Brief and subscribe at our website, eliteagent.com/thebrief. As always, wishing you a productive day.